All right, I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Time is about 11:11. We're starting a little bit late for our 11 o'clock agenda item. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek, and we have FY 2025 budget workshop number 3 for the assessor's office. All right, take it away.
Good morning, Chairman Holton and Commissioners. Am I the only person that's had a third one?
You are a special.
You're special.
Of the county.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome, right? So I think what we're here today for is I've had some time. I appreciate the extra couple weeks to wrap up the reclassification project that I have had going on. We had a placeholder for $150,000. Bosco provided me some information of the Ada County job classifications and their rankings or their pay bands. I went through and updated my similar to what I did with the DMV folks. I did 10 years from men to mid and then 20 years from mid to max. And also, I reviewed this with Chief Rast. My appraisal supervisors were in the same pay band as the regular appraisers. I felt that was wrong, so we worked through it and we recommended moving them from a 14 to a 15. And just giving, we went through and audited the years in position and put them where they should be. And we also made an adjustment for, we looked at Ada's, we compared their commercial appraisers versus their regular appraisers. And we took that spread and we put it in as a specialty pay, because sometimes we have appraisers come and go out of the commercial department. Greg recommended putting that in as a specialty pay that we can put in and take in and out, depending on if somebody rolls into that position or not. So we changed that, but that is specialty pay. And then, so at the end, when we're all said and done, we end up with $142,300 to equitize basically all the positions on their time and position. And then reflecting kind of what Ada County's got going on with those third commercial positions.
Questions? Where do I see the numbers? Power plan? Piece of paper?
I can send you the, did you not share with them?
That's what I have not.
Okay.
And I have it open right now.
Yeah, okay.
Can you email it?
Yeah, right now.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Thank you.
I do have one vacant commercial position, and we've been some timing of things. We've when the gentleman left out of the commercial department, we didn't fill it because we were rolling into appeal season, and then we ended up with some pretty extensive commercial appeals last go around, and we had even more this year. So once we get whatever this ends up being, whatever I'm able to advertise as, we're going to fly our commercial position and get it filled, because we need to get somebody trained to get it going. So that's kind of why we've waited so long to fill that position. We didn't know what kind of wage range we're dealing with to be able to fill
it. And a remodel.
Oh yeah, and a remodel. So we've kind of haven't had a real good spot to have somebody also. But we need to fill that position, because my three commercial guys, we can't go another round with that position vacant. What would you like me to walk through with you?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
The backstory on this, I do appreciate going and looking at that specialty pay, because there are four commercial appraisers, and what was happening is the specialty pay that we called out was baked into the base salary. So if someone actually leaves that role and a residential comes in, that kind of blew it past the grade and range. So if you add specialty pay and the base pay, and the range tops out at 91,000 while they were sitting at 93. And so that kind of breaks up your compensation and your grade rubric for the employee, which makes basically tops them out. And if they go out of commercial, you're either treating it as a demotion, a salary adjustment, a freeze. So that's why we talk through that specialty pay for these situations.
Okay. That makes sense. Backside.
Chairman?
Yes.
I'm going to say that back. So all the appraisers would be at a standardized wage, and then specialty pay is bolted on as a commercial appraiser.
Correct.
Thank you.
Is that correct?
Yeah, we have a certified appraiser and then a senior appraiser, and then we would have appraisal supervisors. And then within that, you'd have a commercial. The regular ones would be residential and rural, so Holly's department and Roger's department, and then Mike's department with commercial. Commercial's significantly more challenging, as you all noticed during BOEs. There's more factors with less information. It's a much more challenging.
Okay, and this is back to, but we're tracking all that specialty pay and ADP, so we know who does and doesn't have that. That's a non-issue now.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, the new director of HR, is using the special pay and trying to open the codes in ADP to specialize all that, working with auditing and the controller.
Okay.
But right now, it's still tracked manually.
Okay.
And put into ADP. But it is now finally tracked, and we know what is actually valid special pay and what's not.
And we're trying to get to the place where ADP will do the work, not a manual entry. I think that's a good goal. Thank you.
And I've kept the commercial position I have in here with at midpoint. We're advertising at midpoint. I don't know if I'm going to get somebody with less experience, more experience. Kind of middle of the road.
Okay.
What's the PCN for that? Do you know?
013.
Oh, and that's the one you're trying to fill now?
Well, I'd
or working.
Like to know like what to. I can spend.
Okay. I was just saying.
Yes, that's the goal.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Chairman, just another question. So the information in power plan that's at 99,996, this is what we should be looking at, is what you've sent. So it's increased 50,000 from that. Is that right?
What line are you looking at?
413080.
On the reappraisal?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong year.
Yeah, it should be easier.
Okay, sorry about that. Okay, got it.
Your testimony, I understand.
Yes.
You passed.
And it's got a note.
And that one says 160 in power plan. Okay.
Questions?
Mr. Chairman, Chief Appraiser, is that retitling of a position? Or what?
What is your question with that?
It looks new.
That was
first name is new.
Oh.
Starts 10-1 and has a substantial decrease in one of the tabs for the wage ranges. So I have no idea what is happening.
So there will be some shuffling of positions within our office in the near future.
Okay, gotcha.
So we'll be looking to fill that position. And then there may be a trickle down through a couple other positions. So if you look at the next tab, it kind of has the same.
And that differential is based on years of service?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions on this?
No, Mr. Chairman, I just need some time outside of these meetings to consume the information that's been provided.
Okay.
So on each of those pages, the min, mid, mid, the difference between the min and the mid is 10 years, and the mid and the max is 20 years. And then it ties back to whether the appraiser is a certified appraiser or a senior certified appraiser.
Do you need the information presented in a different manner for you to be able to glean it, or you're good?
No, I'm good. This is
okay.
This is great. Just need some time to read it.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Chair, we do have our compensation meeting this afternoon, but we could touch on it if.
Okay. All right. So is there any other questions from the clerk on the A side, or are we good to move on?
I think I'm good.
All right.
Is it still 160 on reappraisal?
142 with, say, 5, so we have a little bit of wiggle room.
142?
142.5.
Okay.
Not 3.
And then motor vehicle, you haven't done yet?
Yeah, that one's done.
Yeah,
we're not modifying that.
So that's still 150.
I didn't bring
that. Oh, yeah, that's fine. I have 150 in here already.
I can probably find
cover that. Chairman, just a question for Mr. Stender. Is the 142.5 fully loaded with the benefits calculator included?
That is a spreadsheet that I used from the clerk to calculate that number.
Okay, yes, very good. Thank you. Late. Some of the numbers on the spreadsheet were not fully loaded, so frustrated. Not from
not you,
but others. So I had to readjust some numbers.
Okay.
Submissions. Yeah.
I just forward you to the spreadsheet provided.
Yeah.
Okay. The two on the reappraisal.
Okay. No. So there's one that's just.
I'm digging up the motor vehicle.
And then min max calculation, basically, and then I took the numbers and loaded it in your spreadsheet to get the benefit.
Gotcha. Very good. Very good. This is very good.
We try to do things.
Yes.
Try to play by the rules.
All right.
I'm not sure what everybody else does for mid. The difference between the mid. The min and the mid and the mid and the max. Is 20 standard or should it be 12?
Mr. Chair, that's what actually the HR director will be working on, a rubric on what's in the grade and what that actually means. So she'll be reaching out to all the EOs and DAs and what their rubrics are and try to find a commonality. So that's one of her tasks. I did find a number on the vehicle, and you used 148,430. Sent back on
the last one.
June 24th, because that one was right at the 150 that you put in the budget. I mean, pretty close.
And that's what we have in Power Plan. We have 150 as the placeholder for that. I'm sorry for being late. I just wanted to make sure that it was accurate, and it sounds like we're a hair.
Because I think I sent you two, so it would have been more.
I think we're safe at 150, because the numbers were coming in at 148, 149 right there. Right.
Yeah, I think 150 is the safer number for today.
That's some power plant, so that's good.
That is the last one I received from you.
148, 430.
The four of this all parties as well.
148, 430.
All right. Budget, are we ready to move on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there any changes to the B budget?
No, I think we were down to just this.
Just to this?
Yeah, it was just the wage.
Okay. Okay. All right. So any other questions then?
No, Mr. Chairman.
I'm good, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay.
Chairman, I have a question. Sorry to be late. Your wage, the adjustments for all, is it customized for each person, or was there kind of a percent spread across an entire family?
So based on PCN, so each PCN can be either a certified appraiser or a senior certified appraiser, or yeah, just those two. And then also, if they are a commercial appraiser, there's a specialty pay we'll be adding, so we can add and take off. So it'll be a natural, depending on the years of service for that individual. And then if they are commercial, we'll bolt on a specialty pay number that was kind of based upon the spread from eight counties.
Years of service and education.
Okay, gotcha.
And there's some years of service are from outside the county, because we are fairly decent at letting other people train up some appraisers, and then we end up snagging them to come work for us.
Gotcha. Wait, are you being facetious?
Sometimes people don't let us talk to their employees.
Chairman?
Yes.
I have a question. I know that education and training is important for every office and department in the county. I'm looking at your line in there, so 546610. You always have your outlined plans, but you have a lump sum amount, and your historical use on that is less than what you've budgeted for the last 2 years at least. We're 3/4 of the way through 24, but do you... Tell me how you allocate for that. And it's not a question other than I am curious about the travel and education and all that.
When is it again?
You're at 546610.
Okay, so Commissioner Mimique, we just finished up our appraisal school for this week. So there should be some additional cost drop into that line from the State Tax Commission puts on a training. It's the one that Mr. Brooks went to,
mm-hmm.
to a couple of the classes. Actually, there might have been more people from the county in different places. But we sent probably 12 to 13 appraisers to that class. We have to have 32 hours of continuing education each year. And there's two sessions. There's a spring or a winter and a fall, or a winter and a summer, sorry. So we'll have, depending on how experienced our appraisers are and how much newer people we have,
mm-hmm.
people have to have basically 4 week-long classes. So they'll have some commute, they'll have meals, all that kind of stuff.
Right. And occasionally you have some out-of-state for?
We do. For our assessment program, we're going to take 3 people this year. We also have somebody come from IT. Steve goes, a couple representatives from the treasurer's office typically go. It's all about learning more about how we can use our assessment program to better refine values. In the past, I've taught classes, Greg's taught classes, to try and help mitigate the costs.
Yeah.
And it is a little more spendy, but we also have built relationships with people, and when we believe we need to have an enhancement to the program, it gets in the pipeline. And time adjusting, you all know about time adjusting. The program didn't time adjust before in our sales comparison portion of it. And now, since we've built relationships with them, they've built that into the program for us.
And thank you for that. I guess I was curious, because you like the metrics and graphs and charts, if you had an Excel spreadsheet of who's going to what and your anticipated cost for that, or is this just a number? How did you get to the 21,000, or do you have that information available?
It's a matrix of the state tax commission keeps track of all the appraisers' hours, and so we'll get a list of people who are up for educational requirements.
Okay.
And a lot of times the supervisors will also review to make sure people are choosing the right classes for their current career to keep everybody in there.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Additional question?
Mr. Chairman, I have a question under the reappraisal. It's line 521101, professional consultants. There's a big ticket item in there with a note. I was just curious what the status of that was. Is that going to happen?
We have three potential lawsuits moving forward, so there's a big chance.
Sorry, I was on the wrong line. For sure, that's, yes, moving forward.
Okay.
The big one of the moment is still moving forward. A judge recused himself, and now we have a new judge. So that's delayed it a little bit, but we're in the process. Joe's been looking for us outside counsel to assist.
So that's this one.
A memo from P.A. Taylor that is kind of what we talked about before, but given the green light to get an appraisal and then also hire outside counsel.
Okay.
We can't remove that.
That's Stan.
Yeah, the amount of value in question is substantial.
Any luck on finding an attorney outside attorney?
I think we have a candidate that we're really looking at strongly. He just hasn't committed.
Okay.
All right.
That's all I got.
Anything else? If there's nothing else, then we'll just roll this on forward and put it in the queue.
Thank you.
We okay to adjourn? Or?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Let's be an adjournment to the next one. Thanks.